Professor Mahmoud Khan has been studying travel habits for more than 40 years. He says maybe holding off on summer travel for a few weeks or a month, but hoping the Strait of Hormuz oil choke point for tankers will open up, leading to oil prices plummeting, is not the best strategy.
Expecting for the prices to come down very quickly is not going to happen. So I think they should decide on based on whatever is available right now, then looking at different possibilities for transportation. Do not mess your vacation plans or others. Always keep a alternative ready in case unexpected kind of things might take place.
Khan says for longer road trips that take multiple days, air travel, despite expected rising prices for tickets with jet fuel also blocked in the Strait of Hormuz, might be a more affordable alternative in some cases.
They should know whether they would like to fly or they would like to take a car and then decide on the gas prices. They will have to look at the distance that they are supposed to travel. And if it is a long distance, like going from East Coast to West Coast and so on, then they should have an alternative and not to drive.
Plan B could also mean shorter road trips this summer and perhaps less fancy lodgings. The Outer Banks with a beach road motel, perhaps, instead of driving to a Disney resort property in Orlando. Gene Morano, WFIR News.